From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The chairman of the White House Council of Economic Advisers, Christina Romer, says the U.S. is fighting an economic war that has not yet been won, but she says the U.S. economy is fundamentally solid.
The fundamentals are sound in the sense that the American workers are sound. We have a good capital stock. We have good technology. We know that temporarily we're in a mess.
Romer told NBC's Meet the Press that for now the nation is in very, very difficult times. The administration is sharply criticizing the payment by insurance giant American International Group of $165 million in bonuses after receiving more than $170 billion in taxpayer bailout money. Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell says he has a problem with the conclusion by AIG and Treasury Department attorneys that most of the bonuses are contractual obligations.
The message here, I'm afraid, to any business out there that's thinking about taking government money is let's enter into a bunch of contracts real quick, and we'll have the taxpayers pay bonuses to our employees. This is an outrage.
McConnell was on ABC's This Week. So far, so good at the Kennedy Space Center, where the Space Shuttle Discovery has been fueled for this evening's scheduled launch on a mission to the International Space Station. At this point last week, NASA engineers were seeing signs of a hydrogen gas leak that prompted them to cancel a launch attempt. But NASA spokesman George Diller says not so today.
There's no indication of leakage at all. It appears that the system is tight and that we'll be able to press on.
Discovery will deliver a final set of solar panels and some critical parts for the space station's water recycling system. The president of Madagascar has defied an ultimatum to resign despite growing opposition to his government. After the deadline issued by his political rival passed, he emerged from the presidential palace to say he has no intention of stepping down. More from NPR's Ophelia Quistarkton.
Parts of the armed forces are refusing to take orders from the government of embattled President Marc Ravalomanana, prompting concern that the political standoff in Madagascar may lead to military intervention. Hundreds of Ravalomanana supporters are defending the presidency compound after threats by the opposition leader, André Rajoelina, to march on the palace if his rival does not quit. Rajoelina has declared himself president and says he will name his own government. Meanwhile, his supporters have occupied the prime minister's offices. Analysts predict that opposition protesters have little appetite for a violent confrontation in Madagascar, though they're turning up the pressure on a president they claim has failed to tackle poverty and corruption. Ophelia Quistarkton, NPR News, Johannesburg.
A roadside bomb explosion killed four American soldiers in eastern Afghanistan today. In a separate attack, a suicide bomber targeted a NATO convoy but instead killed two bystanders. This is NPR News. Iran's foreign minister has reportedly made an unannounced visit to Saudi Arabia as tensions rise between the Islamic Republic and the Arab world. Dale Gavlak has more.
Iranian Foreign Minister Manashir Mottaki held talks with his Saudi counterpart Prince Saud Al Faisal. Just 2 weeks ago, Al Faisal called for a unified Arab strategy to deal with what he termed the Iranian challenge. Moderate Arab states are worried about Iran's nuclear program and its growing influence in Iraq. Its support of Islamist movements, Hamas and Hezbollah, also concern U.S. allies Egypt and Saudi Arabia. Egypt has accused Iran of manipulating Arab states to increase its influence in the region. Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and the U.S. would like to see Syria, Iran's closest Arab ally, weaned away from Tehran's control. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman, Jordan.
The OPEC oil cartel has decided not to lower its current production targets, but instead will push member nations that are not complying with previous pledges to cut production to do so. That will result in reduced output of about 840,000 barrels a day. OPEC Secretary General Abdullah al-Badri says the decision was a compromise aimed at shoring up oil prices while not aggravating the global economic downturn.
Taking into consideration what's going on in the world economy, everything we try to talk about, everything is negative, you know. Every day we're receiving negative information. So we just try to balance the situation out.
Al-Badri says if oil prices do not stabilize by May when the OPEC ministers meet next, they will consider production cuts. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.